Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome. This is 90.3 KEDM's Policy in a Pint. I'm Corey Crow, News and Public Affairs Director of KEDM. And tonight we're talking about workforce development in our area. Our panelists tonight joining us are Chancellor Dennis Epps from Louisiana Delta Community College, Rosalind Pogue from ULM, and down at the end, Carrick Anabnett from CenturyLink. And tonight, we have this panel of business. We encourage you, our audience, to jump in and ask questions. Just raise your hand, and I'll come over and stick a microphone in your face and let you ask our panel about that. So I'll start tonight with Chancellor Dennis Epps. And Chancellor, let's start with workforce development. And why is workforce development important in our area? And what is workforce development?
Well, I think the first thing to think about is that being an old economic developer, that's my background, and when we start looking at the needs of our local businesses, whether they're small businesses or large industry, the first thing that we know is we want to provide the talent and the skill that help those companies to grow and prosper and be able to develop here and help support our local communities. So the other side of that, of course, is attracting new companies to the area, new investment to the area, enriches our local economy in many, many ways. But, you know, first and foremost, what we want to do in workforce is see our local companies succeed and thrive and then open their arms to new people that might come in and invest in our area. So workforce development for many years in the economic development world was a 9 or a 10 on a scale. And today, with the surveys that are done year in, year out from site selection consultants and those that are out there trying to help companies find locations, is the number one factor. So workforce development to us is training people with the skills, knowledge, ability, and attitudes to go out and be successful in the workplace.
Rosalind Pogue is with us from ULM Career Connections. And Rosalind, you get students ready to go out into the world and become productive employees of some of these companies that we'll get a chance to talk to today. Tell us about what happens and how you get folks ready to go out into the world and take on their task in their adult lives.
Well, I like to kind of jump on the bandwagon a little bit with the Chancellor. And the fact that the workforce development is very important in our community and in our area, and ULM is doing the same thing as well. But also the workforce development, too, is a part of trying to prepare those, whether it's students or just people, to make sure that to educate them and let them know about what they need to do in order to present themselves in order to achieve the workforce and achieve that job. So I look at workforce development also too as education. We take our students, alumni, and what we do is we try to educate them and coach them, and really that's what it is. It's career coaching. We try to strive for them to learn all the basics of those soft skills that are so important, not only in everyday life, but it's also important for them when they go to work or when they try to find that career. So we try to coach these students in teaching them on how to present themselves to make that first impression count. And it's so important because first impressions are the number one thing you need to be aware of when you are approaching an employer, either at a career fair or at a job interview. It's important to know how to present yourself to make that first impression do count, and that would mean with your resume. We help them with resume writing, mock interviews. We actually conduct mock interviews for the students. And we also teach them other things as well about social media, the importance of social media, and what a lasting impression that can leave on somebody too with your social media as well. Mm-hmm. So that's our end of what we do in career services at ULM, and I'm sure at the other institutions as well, they do the same thing. So we're looking at the educated side of the workforce development.
All right, Carrick Anabnett is Vice President of Economic Development at CenturyLink, and Carrick, you started your life as a lawyer, and now you're the Vice President at CenturyLink. Talk to me a little bit about how things are changing. I know degree programs change at universities, curricula is always changing. What's happening at CenturyLink right now, and what's going on with CenturyLink and IBM and sort of, I guess, the North Monroe Technology Corridor? That's what I'm going to call it now.
Right. Well, of course, the real big thing we have going on right now is doing the Level 3 acquisition, which we're hoping to close here in mid-October, and that's going to double the size of the company, roughly. And that will really transform the company, and you talk about change. That will end up really moving us towards a broadband-based company, much more technologically based company, Corey. And with that, the need for technology jobs to fill those spots certainly becomes more and more important. So we do have here, being the corporate headquarters, your traditional roles that you would think of for a corporate office, HR, marketing, accounting, finance, and areas like that, and legal. And for those types of roles, it's always good to have an MBA, or of course, a law degree if you're in the legal department. But beyond that, and where we do see a lot of growth with our Technology Center of Excellence, is the need for these technology-based degrees. For instance, computer science, which I think you can get here right here at ULM, computer engineering, cyber engineering, and other related fields. So to the extent that folks have degrees in those areas, that will certainly be helpful in the years to come.
I'll go to Chancellor Epps, and folks, if you have a question, just raise your hand and I'll come to you. Chancellor Epps, Louisiana Delta Community College has seen some growth over the last few years, and as we were talking about, curricula are changing all the time with our universities and colleges. What are the hot things that you see that are coming down the pike for our area?
There's so many diverse needs that are out there for us to meet, and of course, we serve a broad population. We serve everybody from those who didn't complete high school who are back to get their HiSET or their high school equivalency. We provide those services out there. We provide technical training of various sorts, our welding programs, our process technologists, instrumentation techs are all hot fields. Diesel mechanics is something we're working on now. There's such a huge demand for folks who can go out there and program, repair, fix, and deal with these technologies. In the manufacturing world, we're seeing a lot of our local companies. They're really replacing equipment with more mechanized processes, and they need people who can program robots and repair those robots. And those are jobs that are complex. And so we're out there. So really, we're dealing with all the three sectors we're dealing with are IT, really, because across the I-20 corridor, not only is it CenturyLink, but it's a host of smaller employers as well. We're dealing with advanced manufacturing, which we believe is a really hot opportunity for Northeast Louisiana. And then healthcare remains very strong here in the area, and there's strong demand in all the healthcare occupations.
I'm going to go to out in the audience here. Dean
Sure.
Ball is here from Louisiana Delta Community College.
Mm-hmm.
So you're in the world of economic development, workforce development. I want to ask you, is there something that you guys have done that's been really successful where you said, we found a need, we filled it, we're doing a great job at that?
Yes, sir. I would really have to hang our hat on our manufacturing program and our customized training, especially in the manufacturing industry. Our manufacturing program, based on numerous conversations with our Northeast Louisiana manufacturers, of having some honest conversations, we've upgraded instructors, we've upgraded curriculum, and we've given an ear and customized training to fit exactly what they need. And then our C4M, or our manufacturing program, we've embedded numerous industry-based credentials, or IBCs, that the manufacturing industry, such as OSHA 10, forklift certification, first aid, CPR, AED, to where those graduates in short-term training have those certifications, and it saves the graduate and the future employer training cost and training time.
All right. Rosalind Pogue at ULM, I want to ask you a little bit about, I've got a bunch of ULM students who intern at the radio station, and they're getting an education through internships and basically hands-on. I put them through their paces and try to teach them. Talk to me about internship programs, because I understand ULM has a lot of interns, and it's like way more than I would have thought possible. So how many folks are interning, and how does that affect the employers in our area?
Well, I'm glad you asked that question. I just happen to have with me here an executive summary that we, every year for an academic year, we contact all of our deans in our colleges, and we ask the number of internships that was that occurred during that one academic year. So we look from May 14th of 2016 to May 13th of 2017, and we ask all three of our colleges. And I'm just going to give you a final total, but overall, our total internships from ULM was 3,119. And as a result of that, we also looked at it from the economic standpoint of the community. Some, I realize, are more of your clinicals, which they're not paid. But if they were paid, and then there were some that were paid, then as far as the total value of them, they were over $20 million.
So $20 million worth of students out there getting their hands on and learning and getting dirty in whatever field they want to go get into.
Exactly. Exactly.
That's great news. Carrick, I'll come to you. CenturyLink continues to grow. Let me ask you this. 15, 20 years from now, do we keep seeing this kind of growth that's been happening out here north of Monroe?
Well, I think the obvious answer is we sure hope so. we definitely are trying to continue to grow and improve customers' lives through our technology. And so at this point, like I was saying earlier, we're focusing on completing this acquisition with Level 3. But once we get the companies synthesized and together, then hopefully we can start pushing in that direction. And really, Corey, we've not just experienced growth here in the U.S., but especially with the Level 3 deal, we're really going to become a true international company. We had started that with Quest, but truly now we'll be in many, many countries outside the U.S. as well.
One of the big ones in the area is healthcare. I know ULM is churning out a lot of healthcare folks. My wife's over there. She's a pharmacist. So they've done a great job at turning those out. Rosalind, what other healthcare things are popping up? Because I hear that there's a need for doctors and medical folks and nurses. What's popping up and kind of what's on the horizon as far as that's going?
Well, the demand for healthcare is still very high. As far as, for example, our School of Nursing, I can say that for all the students that graduate in the School of Nursing, they have had 100% as far as employment, and also meeting the test that takes the license for them to be state licensed, I should say. It's 100% passage. So the continuance of healthcare is in demand is very indeed ongoing. It seems like as far as healthcare is concerned, and along with some other majors of ours. They come in and you try to produce as many as you can as they come out, but the demand is so great, it's sometimes difficult to try to meet that demand. But I will have to say, as far as our healthcare, our pharmacy and our nursing and all the other healthcare that we have, rad tech, speech language pathology, medical laboratory science, those programs themselves, very high in demand. And so you're constantly, recruiters come to our campus or off campus and definitely are looking for those students.
All right, we'll take our first break here. You're listening to 90.3 KEDM's Policy in a Pint. We're at the Monterey Grill. We'll be back with more. We'll find out what's coming up in education at grade school levels and more on Policy in a Pint.